The environment is high on everyone's minds right now, and for the first time, it rivals the economy as the top voter issue in the U.S. That's according to new data from the Pew Research Center. Even so, the environment is not racking up many minutes in the Democratic presidential debates. Here's what happened when Vermont Senator Bernard Sanders addressed climate change at a debate in December.
This is the existential issue.
Senator, with all respect, this question is about race. Can you answer the question as it was asked?
People of color, in fact, are going to be the people suffering most if we do not deal with climate change.
Tomorrow's debate in Nevada may be different. For the first time, a climate journalist will be one of the moderators. Telemundo correspondent Vanessa Oak leads the network's environmental investigative unit and has been on that beat for more than two decades. Vanessa, thanks for being with us. Why do you think you were chosen as one of this debate's moderators?
People in the United States and all over our planet are realizing that climate change is one of the most important issues of our times. So this is a great opportunity to really raise this issue and raise the important questions to the candidates to see what are their plans, what are their proposals, and how are they planning to face this existential crisis that we're facing. Maybe it was not seen as a very important issue 3 or 4 years ago, but this election, it's clear. Climate change is going to be a key and a decisive issue for many voters.
Yeah, I mean, it is a shift from even 2016, where I think the environment was like 5 or 6 down on the list of concerns. What do you think that shift signals?
I think that people are facing this reality very close and personal level. We have seen the fires in Australia. We have seen the fires in the Amazon jungle. We see the droughts and the floodings. It's really coming home to people. They are realizing that it's not a distant phenomenon that is going to affect the next generation. This is something that is very real, that is happening today, and that we need to address and do something about it.
As a Telemundo correspondent, your audience is mostly Latino. We heard Senator Sanders a moment ago making the point that people of color are going to be especially impacted by climate change. Do you think he has a point, and how does it affect your coverage?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is the case. Climate change affects all our planet, but it does not affect everyone equally. African Americans and Latinos are disproportionately more affected by climate change. Latino children are 40% more likely to die from asthma than children from any other ethnic group. Half of our community lives in the 25 most polluted cities in the country, and it's the same for African Americans. And when there is a storm or when there is a drought and when there is a flood, many of the people in our community don't have the possibility to go to a doctor or to move to a different place. Definitely in the United States and all over our planet, the people that have the least are the ones that are going to be more affected. And unfortunately, the people that have contributed to the problem the least.
Vanessa, obviously you're a journalist. You also created this project Sachamama, which is a nonprofit that advocates for sustainability within the Latino community. How do you balance your advocacy work with objectivity while you're reporting on climate?
Sachamama is a nonprofit organization that I have been working on for the past 8 years because I saw that there was a huge need for this information for the Latino community in a way that it really resonates. But really, I think it doesn't have anything to do with objectivity. It is actually my responsibility as a journalist to cover the issues that are impacting my community, and that's exactly what I'm doing.
So let me ask that slightly differently. Is it hard for you as a journalist, especially one with kids, to stay objective and calm about a subject in which, as you rightly noted, part of the narrative involves the planet burning and seas rising in real time?
It's very difficult, you know. I mean, we journalists, of course, are humans, and we feel pain and we feel distress. And some of this coverage that I have done for Noticias Telemundo are very, very difficult. We went to the Amazon jungle to cover the devastation left by the fires. For weeks and weeks, the jungle was burning. More than 2 million acres were burned to the ground. And I'm from Peru. I was born in Peru. So for me, the Amazon jungle has a very special place in my heart. To see this devastation, to see people displaced, animals, death is absolutely heartbreaking. But at the same time, I have a son, and there is nothing that I want more than for him to have a healthy life, to be able to grow up in a beautiful planet that is healthy, that gives him all the opportunities to be happy and to do the best of his life. And that is exactly what every parent wants. Positive. This coverage that I have been doing for many years about environmental issues give me the fuel to continue educating myself, raising the tough questions to the polluters, to really ask for accountability for the people responsible for this destruction.
Vanessa Oak, a correspondent with Telemundo and one of 5 moderators of tomorrow's Democratic debate in Las Vegas. Thanks very much.
Thank you.